2020, and the time is 3:08 p.m. Members present, Representative Lance Pruitt, Representative Louise Stutes, Speaker Bryce Edgman, Representative Delana Johnson, Representative Steve Thompson, Representative Jennifer Johnson, and myself, Representative Kopp. Thank you, members, for your attendance. We have a quorum to conduct business. Please silence your phones. And before we begin, I would like to thank a member from the House Recorder's Office for being here today, and from the LIO for helping staff the committee. Thank you. So the only item before the committee today is House Bill 313, sponsored by the House Rules Committee, an act ratifying RPLs for COVID-19 funding. This bill addresses the work that's been done by the executive branch and our Legislative Budget and Audit Committee this month to distribute federal CARES Act funding. The funds, as we know, are sorely needed by our communities and businesses. This is the bill's first hearing, and its companion bill is being heard right now in the other body. So at this time, I would like to invite Grace Irvin, staff to the House Rules Committee, to the table to provide a brief introduction of the bill. Grace, please proceed with the introduction.
Thank you. For the record, Grace Irvin, staff to the House Rules Committee, and Representative Kopp. The bill itself is fairly straightforward, but I just wanted to provide a quick overview of the five sections, starting with the legislative findings, purpose, and intent section, which makes up for the bulk of the bill. This is section one. This makes legislative findings related to COVID-19. It outlines some of the actions that were involved in creating the disaster declaration. And it describes the RPL process undertaken by the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee along with the executive branch. It goes on to delineate the purpose of the bill. It's to approve the expenditure of the federal receipts outlined in the RPLs, and that the intent of the legislature is that the appropriations identified by the RPLs be increased as approved by the LB&A committee. Section 2 provides for that approval and ratification. It approves and ratifies the expenditure of the funds outlined in the RPL packages. Those are described in Section 1, and they're also included in the members' packets. Section 3 allows Section 2 to go into effect, notwithstanding other provisions of law. Section 4 is a retroactivity clause. This allows the bill to go into effect retroactively as of May 1st, 2020, and then it also has an immediate effective date once signed. I'm available for any questions, and I believe we also have experts online.
Thank you very much, Ms. Irvin. So members of the committee, just a brief recap. Ms. Irvin just kind of gave us a brief history of what led to this moment, including I think a key date there is on April 21st, 2020, page 2, line 10, where the bill says that it was in response to the anticipated receipt of additional federal receipts approved in the CARES Act that were not specifically accounted for in FY20 or FY21 budgets. The governor issued a revised RPL package. Each one of those RPLs members that are identified are also in your handout here, so you can look and see what those numbers and amounts correspond to by which state agency and project received funding. So that happened on April 21st again, and then on May 1st, the governor revised several of those RPLs. Again, they're right here in your packet, and issued a few new RPLs. That same day on May 1st, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approved six RPLs, and on May 7th, the governor revised four more RPLs. On May 11th, the governor again revised another RPL, and then on May 11th, we know the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, working with the administration, approved a package of RPLs to get the money out to the people of Alaska, and the approval of the RPLs on May 1st and May 11th was done under the exigent circumstances of this public health disaster emergency, the legislature and the governor working together to get this money out to communities as quickly as possible. But this approval was challenged in court, so we are here today to act in our constitutional authority to remove any uncertainty as to the status of the expenditure of these funds as we have So in short, we are approving and ratifying what we have done. Any questions from members? Okay, that's going around the table. Thank you, committee. We do have some experts that can take questions, but seeing none, we'll move on to public testimony. So we'll now open the bill for public testimony. Is there anyone online who wishes to testify? I don't see anybody online. Okay. I'm not seeing anyone online and not getting the nod from the folks that there are. We will go ahead and close public testimony. Is there anyone in the room wishing to speak to House Bill 313? What, I already closed public testimony. Is there anyone? We'll leave public testimony open. Is there anyone in the room wishing to speak to House Bill 313? Seeing and hearing none, we will now close public testimony. Committee members, in your packets, you'll see the House Rules Committee issued a zero fiscal note for the bill. And so we'll just go right to closing comments from members. Is there any further discussion of House Bill 313? Okay. Well, I want to thank the members of the committee and let all of the Alaskans know who are watching in that representatives are working hard to respond to these unprecedented and difficult times facing our state. This is certainly not the last measure we'll be taking up this year to get Alaskans the assistance they need. So I would entertain a motion to move this bill from committee.
Yes. Chair Kopp, I move House Bill HB 313, Working Order 31-LS1826/M from committee with individual recommendations and an attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, House Bill 313 passes from committee. Members, please stay until you've had a chance to sign the committee report. And with no further items to come before the committee, the House Rules Committee will adjourn at 3:15 p.m.